K-U-U-T, it's time for some food for your soul. It's called soul food. All right, you know, people are always seeking a place to worship, a church to go to. They're always looking for the right church. So here's how you would know if you found the right church. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Soul Food. And we're going to entitle this, Will Your Pastor? These are some things you want to ask your pastor. You know, there's a scripture in the Torah where Father Yehoiah says there's going to come a time where man is going to seek for his word and won't be able to find it. They're going to be hungry and it won't be for food. They're going to be thirsty and it won't be for water, but for the living word of Father Yehoiah. See, in today's world, especially in this 21st century, people are rejecting the word of Father Yehoiah. And mainly because they don't know that name. Mainly because it's been kept hidden. It was left untranslated and untaught. And so now it's being revealed to you in this 21st century. Now, to back that up, there's a scripture in the book of Yashayahu. You call it Isaiah, and that's not the name of that book. Father Yehoiah surely says, assuredly, my people shall learn my name. And so we're going to tie that all into today's soul food. Will your pastor? As I said, people are always looking for a place to worship and looking for a church to go to. They're always looking for the right church. So here's how you found out if you have found the right church. Number one, ask yourself this question. Do your pastor hold church services on Sunday instead of the seventh day, which is the Shabbat? Number two, do your pastor teach from the Hebrew translation of the Holy Scriptures? Number three, do your pastor have a cross in the church, in the pulpit, on the wall, on the church grounds? Number four, do your pastor call our Heavenly Father Yah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Adonai, Emmanuel, the Great I Am, Jesus Christ, the Mashiach, the Messiah, God, your God? Do they say the God, but God, their God? Do they say Yeshua? Do they say Jehovah? Number five, do your pastor teach Yeshua was raised on the first day of the week? Number six, do your pastor teach we are under a new covenant? Number seven, do your pastor teach we're not under the law and it was done away with? Number eight, do your pastor teach we are saved by grace? Number nine, do your pastor say, God told me to go, meaning he or she was told to go start a ministry? Number 10, the final question. Do your pastor say he or she saw Jesus in a dream, or said, I just know it was Jesus who was speaking to me? All right, my sisters and my brother, here's the answers to those questions. If you're looking for a church, if your pastor do all of what I just asked, according to scripture, they are in disobedience. Here's the scripture. Number one, the book of Shemot. You call that Exodus. That is not the name of that book. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. It says, thou shalt remember the Shabbat, the Sabbath, and keep it holy. Thou shalt do no work. Number two, the scripture were given to holy men of Yehoiah, inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Torah, and all the writers were Hebrews. As a matter of truth, the first writer was Moshe. You call him Moses. That ain't his name. His real name is Moshe. He wrote the first five books of the Torah. Yohanan, who you call John, and John is not his name, was the last writer of the Torah. Yeshua told Yohanan to write what he saw and send it to the seven churches. You can find it in the book of Etkai Luke, chapter 1, verse 11. You call the book Revelation. That is not the name of that book. It's Het Galut. People, do understand instruction was given by Yeshua. He told Yohanan, as I said earlier, to write what he saw and send it to the seven churches, because he was a Hebrew. What he saw, he wrote it in Hebrew. Number three, the cross is a carved image. Confirmation of that, you can find it in the book of Shemot, chapter 20, verse 2. It simply says, you shall not make for yourself a sculptured image. What's hanging on your neck? What's on your clothes? What's on your dashboard in your car? What's on your walls at home? Note and understand, people, there is no message of the cross. It has no relevance to our salvation. That little item, that little crucifix that you wear on your clothes, on your finger, on your wrist, on your head, in your hat, hanging on your wall, on your desk, in your car, it has no relevance. It means nothing to your salvation. It is a crucifix. Yeshua was not hung on a cross. He was hung on a tree. Number four, in the book of Yeshayahu, chapter 52, verse 6, Father Yehovah, and yes, says, surely my people shall learn my name. In the book of Tehillim, chapter 100, verse 3, I'll let you figure that book out. It says, acknowledge that I am Yehovah. Let me stop there for a minute. I know a young lady that's about 75 years old, and she's a Jehovah Witness and has been a Jehovah Witness for over 40 years. She is sold out. You cannot move her from being a Jehovah Witness. And she shares with me every time I get a chance to converse with her what it talks about in the book of Tehillim, but she doesn't use chapter 100, verse 3. She uses another scripture, and she only reads it from the Jehovah Witnesses, what do you call that, New World Translation book, whatever name of that book is. But she, or any Jehovah Witnesses, never go to the Hebrew translation to find out what Father Yehovah has said in Hebrew. Who he is, she'll always say to me, yeah, but his name is Jehovah. It says right there in the book of Psalms. And I'm like, ma'am, no. But I can't really go there because the scripture says not to get into an argument or a conversation with people that want to dispute, argue. Number five, from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, it's 24 hours. That's one day. From sundown Saturday to sundown Sunday is another 24 hours. From sundown Sunday to sundown Monday, that's another 24 hours. That totals 3 days and three nights, people. That's 72 hours. Tavuna. Tavuna means understand, people. You cannot get 72 hours from Friday to Sunday. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish, so will man be in the heart of the earth. The man was Yeshua, our Savior. Not Jesus, not Christ, not El, not the Mashiach, not the Messiah, but Yeshua and not Yeshua. Remember, Yeshua was a Levite. And the Jews, they'll say Yeshua, but they spell it Yeshua. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me, Yeshua was a Levite from the 12 tribes of Yisrael, from the tribe of Levi in the English version. His real name is Levi. Regardless of what your pastor say, 24 times 3 equals 72 hours, people. Yeshua was raised on the third day. That was the first day of the week, which we call Monday. He laid in the ground during those 72 hours according to scripture. Now, unless you are unable to count and cannot add 24 plus 24 plus 24, which equals 72, then it is clear your pastor lied and still continues to lie. That wraps it up for our special edition on today's Soulful Food for Your Soul titled, Will Your Pastor? Ask your pastor all those questions. Well, you don't need to ask all your pastor or your pastor that question. You're seeking the church. At the first 10 questions I ask you, the pastor is doing that. Well, that's not the church for you. as I wind it down in the book of heck, that little Father Yehoiada tells us in the book of Corinthians, not teams, you call it Corinthians, and Revelation, come out of her, my people, lest you share her sins and receive of her plagues. Millions of people are dying every day, especially in today's world, in today's time, during the coronavirus. Christians, non-believers, atheists, Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, Moors, Catholics, Greeks, Jews, Hebrews. Why? Because they're inside of the world and in the world. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, receive of her plagues. Come out of the churches, people. You're looking for the right church. You're looking for the right place to worship. Make sure it's a house of prayer for all people. It says that, or it can say your whole house of prayer for all people, like where we worship. As a matter of fact, I want to invite you to join us for our Shabbat service every Shabbat at 10 o'clock a.m. and 8 o'clock a.m. broadcasting on www.kunitgospelradio.com. We pray that you were edified, encouraged, and inspired by that which you have heard. So if you're seeking a church, your search is over. Now you have to make a decision. Where is the church? And the real name for the church is Kahalah. Kahalah. There was no such thing as the church. It said the community of Yahweh. The Bibles will say the community of God or the church of God. No, it is the community of Father Yahweh. When they put church, it says in Hebrew, Kahala, which means community. Again, that's something that the church made up. So until next time, we speak with you all on Soul Food. Walk in your blessings this day.